KJ's Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you, and pleased to announce that joining us this morning is one of our country superstars, Sylvia, joining us. How are you this morning, Sylvia?
I'm great, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing well. We are glad to have you on today, and we are looking forward to you coming to town. Now, you know, the last we heard of you, musically-wise, you know, was back in the 80s, but you've been keeping busy through the last, 20 years or so, too, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I know I haven't been, I've kind of been operating under the radar, so to speak. I haven't been as visible as I was back in the day when I was recording for RCA,
yeah.
But I've been singing, doing some concerts here and there, but primarily focusing the last 16 years or so on my career as a life and career coach. So I've been doing coaching work for the last several years. But the good news is, I've been writing and have a new record coming out actually in October 7th.
Oh, really? Well, that is terrific. We'd love to hear some new music. Of course, we love the songs that we remember, Nobody and Snapshot and Fallen in Love and Like Nothing Ever Happened, Cry Just a Little Bit. All great hits for you, but we would love to hear some new music from you. Tell us a little bit about the album that'll be coming out.
Well, I've been working on it over the past year, and it's come together very organically. I've had some great collaborations on this record. My friend John Mock, that I've been working with, he's a guitar player, multi-instrumentalist, really. He and I co-produced the record together, which we've done that. We've co-produced three other records since the late 90s. And this is the first one we've done, though, in about 14 years. So it's a long time since the last record. And I ended up, which I didn't really plan on the onset of this, but I ended up co-writing 9 of the 12 songs on the record. So it's been a very personal journey it's really kind of a glimpse of where I am right now in life and my take on life and perspective. And it's been fun. I've just really enjoyed the process.
You know, you said you kind of switched careers to being a coach. Now, did it feel good to go back and for one, write new material, and two, get back into a studio and record?
Oh, I haven't been this excited about music since I first moved to town. When I first moved to town at age 19, and was just, busting at the seams to record and tour, and I haven't been this excited since then. It's just something. It feels like after taking this break from road life and really the work I'm doing as a coach, it's very interesting. I wouldn't have guessed this ahead of time, but I think all these years of being in deep conversations with people, deeply listening, and that's really what coaching is about. It's really deeply listening to people and helping people decide, make their own decisions. It's very empowering, the coaching process. It's not me consulting. It's me listening deeply and asking the questions that come up from that deep listening. So I think this deep practice of listening over these years has really made me a better songwriter.
Right.
I wouldn't have known that going in, but it's like I've been amazed at how inspiring the whole writing process has been for me. So I'm really excited to share this music with people. I think it's my best work ever.
Now, speaking of sharing music, you're coming to town, the Iosco County Firefighters Country Music Show, Friday, August 12th, 7 p.m. You will be performing at the Oscoda High School Auditorium. Now, as we were talking before we went on, for many, many years it's been at the Tawas High School, but they're doing construction there. So you're going to be in Oscoda at the High School Auditorium. And are we going to hear some of that music, some of the new stuff mixed in with those wonderful hits, too?
Yes, you are. You're going to hear, a lot of music from the 80s, and you're going to be here woven into my show will be a sneak peek, really, of what the new record will be, will sound like. It's going to be a very stripped-down acoustic kind of show. My friend John Mock, that I co-produced the record with, he will be with me playing a guitar and mandolin and banjo. And my longtime friend fellow musician Matt McGee, who plays bass and has played bass with me on and off since 1983, will be along as well. And Bobby Tomberlin is going to be opening the shows that we do in Michigan this coming week. So he will be there, and he is fabulous. I'm sure a lot of people already are familiar with Bobby Tomberlin. He's a songwriter and has been up in this area quite a bit in the last couple of years.
He has, performing. As a matter of fact. Yes, and you're right. Wonderful entertainer, too. But we are looking forward to hearing all of your great hits and also the exciting news that we'll hear some new music from you, too. I think it's going to be a great show as Sylvia is coming to the Iasco County Firefighters Sunrise Side Country Music Show Friday night, August 12th, 7 p.m. And again, that'll be at Oscoda High School in the auditorium there. Tickets available by calling 800-205-7174. And as always, a fundraiser for the Iasco County Firefighters. And we are glad that you're coming to help them out. And I know you're going to be in a lot of stops in Michigan, but we're excited about you coming to Oscoda and our listening area. It should be a wonderful show.
Well, thank you. I'm really looking forward to being there and looking forward to meeting people. Always after the show, we sign autographs and take pictures, and we always love to meet and greet everybody who wants to come by and say hello. So be prepared. Come and visit with us even after the show.
All right. Sylvia, thank you for joining us this morning. And again, I'll look forward to seeing you at the show on Friday, August 12th.
Thank you so much, Kevin.